I'm now joined by one of the speakers from today's lineup. She previously founded Dot Next, which was one of South Africa's first innovation consultancies, and she recently sold it to an international firm. And then she launched a number of innovations for South African corporate clients, such as Alpha Code for Rand Merchant Holdings, as well as Satrix Now. And she joins us now, having founded a new company called Flexi. Annette Muller, good afternoon.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Your talk was absolutely riveting.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Absolutely loved it, because it pushes us to be brave and to think about the future and the world that we'll be living in. So tell us briefly about yourself, your background.
So I grew up in the Eastern Cape, went to high school in Bloemfontein. After school, I did something that was quite a significant event for me in my life. I went and studied at an international university in Spain, small little town called Salamanca. Mm-hmm. And after that, went to UCT and then really started thinking about what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. But I think this travel bug really got to me, and I knew that whatever it was going to be, I was going to create my own destiny.
Yes.
And that took me onto this entrepreneurial journey where I dabbled around, started one or two companies, failed horribly. I mean, I'm still learning every day. Yeah. I still fail every day. But it gets better over time.
Wow. Isn't that, you said that, you know, what you aim to do every single day when you wake up is to have an adventure, to learn something new. So take us through that thinking, because I think there was an aha moment in the room, because then today doesn't then look like tomorrow or the day after that.
Exactly. I think where it originated from is in my previous company at .next, and typical startup, and this happens in a lot of businesses, I worked a lot, 18, 20 hour days sometimes, and it wasn't always fun.
Yeah.
You know, and for a long time, I thought that the reward would come by the profits that you're making or the media recognition or the credibility that you're getting for it, but it didn't. Mm-hmm. It was just empty. And then I went through, and it didn't happen overnight. I think it was a process, but I realized that I wanted to have an adventure. In fact, I actually met someone that told me about the concept of creating your perfect day.
Mm-hmm.
Write down just what your perfect day looks like, and then try and live according to that day. And for me, it was waking up in the morning, you know, going for a walk or run or hike a mountain, then doing some research online, you know, collaborating with smart people, learning more about different cultures, working. I mean, I love working. I love creating. I love solving complex problems. I love facilitating engagements. And I like seeing a company commercialized and making money and, you know, seeing a company grow. And it's not only about the money, but it's about the impact that you have on the world. And I was like, hey, I can do this every day.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to believe that you're 33 with all of these accomplishments under the belt. Now, you were talking about the future of work, and this was from really the perspective of millennials, you know, how millennials approach and think of the world, and in relation particularly to the kind of world they want to live in, and how this would have to, the world of work would have to evolve in a lot of ways, catch up to these already existing demands from millennials.
Absolutely. I think the challenge, and this is an ongoing challenge, but I've seen a lot of progress in the last couple of years, has been companies. Companies struggle, specifically large corporates, to change, firstly. I mean, to get large institutions to change is a difficult thing. It won't happen overnight.
Yeah.
But I think the rapid rise of technology and travel and all the different tools that allow us to collaborate and work more openly has forced companies to open up their eyes, look towards the right, and around the corner and see what's coming.
Yeah.
And I think that is what's happening at the moment. Companies are adapting.
Yeah. So how do millennials want to live? You talked about working from the beachfront, in fact, with the ocean in front of you.
Yeah, of course. Wouldn't you want to? With a cocktail on the right. And you know, I was actually doing this. Just in October, I was sitting and I was so productive, and I would have the same conversation. I would have conference calls with a beach view.
Mm.
And it's great because you are relaxed, you're not as worked up, you like deal better with your stress, you can come up with better solutions, you're just more comfortable. And I think being in a comfortable environment allows you to be a better leader and also to create better solutions to problems.
Right. And there are all these communities that are also springing up in response to this. Paint a picture for me about what we're finding, where the innovations are when it comes to the future of work.
Definitely. I think a big trend is co-working spaces. Mm-hmm. And for those of the audience who do not know what a co-working space is, you get many different kinds. You know, Alpha Code is a form of a co-working space, which my company and myself helped set up for RMI, which is more around like entrepreneurs in a club environment, and it's a pretty room in a corporate building.
Yeah.
And then you go all the way down the spectrum to these hubs that is far more authentic, less fancy furniture, but there's a strong community around it where you can pay a monthly or a daily fee to join and work from there, and they give you a desk space, fast Wi-Fi, a silent room if you need to really focus, and events to tap into and be inspired and surrounded by amazing people.
So people are traveling. They're not stuck to a cubicle. They're not stuck in a building. They are traveling and working at the same time, seeing the world, having experiences, but also earning an income, because all of this is mobile now.
Correct. I think that's what has allowed a lot of youngsters to travel, you know. If you're not, you know, blessed with a trust fund, how do you take a gap year? Do you know what I mean? And most people aren't. So it's really important, and it's an opportunity now that's for the youth that's out there that allows them to learn skills that you can use online, such as website design or graphic design or copywriting or array of more skills, social media management, that you can serve clients even though you're traveling from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, you had some great videos showing these examples in action, people living in Bali but delivering services to clients all over the world. So gone are the days when you have a single employer. You can literally be employed and deliver services to multiple companies and still have the life that you wanted for yourself and do it from anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. And I think the moment people start trusting this, that they trust that people can do it and they start seeing results, it's going to take off even further, because I think what's limiting it is just the challenges that a lot of companies face to opening up towards saying to someone, great, you have the job, you have this gig, you can do it, and I'm okay with you doing it from Bali, and you don't need to come in for a meeting.
But they're going to tell you, I'm not paying you to be on holiday.
Absolutely. And then you say, you're not. You're just paying me for the time and for the work that I deliver.
Yeah. So there's a lot that has to change, because we live in a world where you need to have a payslip to get a phone, to get your bond, to get this or that. Yes, millennials might not want to own a house anymore or own a car. I get that. But we still live in a world that is straddling the old world and the new world. And some of the demands of the old world are still required. So you almost have to live light.
Yes,
be absolutely. Be very mobile. And you challenge members of the audience to say that instead of what we need to do is unlearn the things that we were holding on to so desperately.
Yes, I think specifically from some of the beliefs that we hold that may not be true. Like, I am not productive unless I'm sitting, or I need to work minimum 10 hours a day, or I can't work when I'm on holiday. Mm-hmm. I can't. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all these things where we say, every time you say I can't, you almost have to question yourself.
Yeah.
But of course now we have all these tools and communities to tap into, so it's becoming easier and easier.
And work is becoming so informal.
Absolutely, and instant. I was saying it's the WhatsApp generation, you know. We no longer, gone are the days of long emails and, you know, getting formal reports about everything. Mm. The world is moving too fast. By the time you've done the 20-page report on something, the whole audience has changed.
Yeah, that's so true. Mm. And you almost have to catch up with it. So there is this new flexibility, because when we used to think flexi before, and we'll talk about what your company does in a minute, it used to be what you have half day, you work half day, or now it's that you work from home but you sometimes go into the office. So we almost have to turn that on its head and challenge this notion of what flexibility actually is and what it's going to become in the future.
Absolutely. And it's so much more than just being flexible. It's actually about creating discipline and infrastructure, and that's where platforms like Upwork and Fiverr and all the job marketplaces, which have started this trend towards working remotely, has perhaps fallen short in not really looking at the companies, because we need the demand. It's great that we can, you know, promote a life of freelancing or being independent, but if you can't get the next gig or companies aren't willing to engage or work with you, then that's a very stressful place to be at, right? However, tools like Flexi and other freelance management systems or on-demand workforce tools that are coming out are really there to help companies, to help companies now work with this new, let's call it chaos, because you don't have the control of HR anymore.
Yes.
You don't, you know, someone, when someone is employed, you have a certain level of control over them. And I think that's going to be interesting to watch how companies evolve to giving up all that control and engage in a more fluid and liquid workforce.
Now, flexiskills.com, what exactly does it do? I mean, it's what, the third company that you've owned, that you've started and now own as well. So what does it do?
So it's a global network of an on-demand workforce where on the one side you have top independent professionals that can be freelance experts, lawyers, accountants, a lot of creative skills, media, marketing, a lot of technology skills, people who have taken this brave step towards going on their own and building and taking responsibility for their own careers. And then on the other hand, you have companies who needs a tool and a process to engage with these experts. If you think of a company to be able to pay 5, 10, 20 people that's working on demand can be really strenuous on that company's process or finance system, or sometimes even their processes don't even allow it.
Yeah.
You have to be a registered vendor, or they put you on payroll, which changes the relationship. It changes the nature of the engagement, because I'm not employed by you. I don't want to be on your payroll. I do my best work when I am doing it from a place where I take responsibility for it.
Right.
So Flexi helps companies and freelance experts work together more positively and helps navigate that relationship and all the admin around it.
Right. So you're going to send me an SMS and tell me how many people hit your page after listening to you describe what Flexi does. So go to Flexi, and it is with the Y, flexiskills.com. Let's take this quick call from Trevor in Mayerton. Trevor, you've been listening in on what Annette has had to say. What's been your experience?
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, I just want to say, I've been working from home for 10 years. I work for an international investment bank. I've never gone to the office. There is an office in Johannesburg, which I'm not allowed into because it's a different division. And I haven't seen my boss in probably 5 years.
Oh, wow. So you communicate using WhatsApps, using emails. Nobody's asking you, did you spend 8 hours doing your work? Nobody's chasing you. You have all the freedom and you deliver.
It's a trust issue. You know, I deliver what's required of me and the management trusts me. So, but yeah, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been doing it for 10 years, but I don't have an office. I sit at home. So I can literally work anywhere as long as I've got an internet connection.
So, Annette, should he push this even further and go and do his, or not sit in the office, he's working from home, but do it working from a beach somewhere?
Or from a game reserve. Someone came up to me after the talk today and said he's opening up digital co-working pods on game reserves all around Africa.
Wow.
I was like, what? I'm trading in my beach for the bush.
Yes.
But that's phenomenal, and sorry, I didn't catch your name, Trevor, but it would be amazing to learn more about some of the lessons that you've learned about this. So you must definitely go sign up on Flexi so you can help other people that are embarking on this journey.
Yeah, because you could deal with this client and still deal with global clients while somewhere else in the world. So Trevor, look into it.
I can look into it, definitely, yeah.
That's the future right there. That's Trevor in Mayerton. So go to flexiskills.com. And I think Annette's story is so inspiring. Only 33, and she's already built businesses that went on to be sold, one to an international firm. And she's also worked to assist other companies, big multinationals, in fact, over the years. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great
that
to be here.
Annette Muller, one of the speakers at the Liberty Voga Knowledge Summit. Coming